Well, wonderful Tuesday morning, beloved. This morning we are in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 1 through 15. Here the Apostle Paul speaks against the false apostles who have been boasting about their work amongst the Corinthians. Paul reminds them that he did not ask to be paid while he was teaching and preaching among them, but that he had to rely on monetary gifts from other churches while he was in Corinth. Okay, God's saving word for this week again is spiritual renewal, and let's get with it this morning. I wish you would tolerate me even when I am a bit foolish. Please do. I am jealous for you just as God is. You are like a pure virgin whom I have promised in marriage to one man only, Christ himself. I'm afraid that your minds will be corrupted and that you will abandon your full and pure devotion to Christ in the very same way that Eve was deceived by the snake's clever lies. For you gladly tolerate anyone who comes to you and preaches a different Jesus, not the one we preached, and you accept a spirit and a gospel completely different from the spirit and the gospel you receive from us. I do not think that I am the least bit inferior to those very special so-called apostles of yours. Perhaps I'm an amateur in speaking, but certainly not in knowledge. We have made this clear to you at all times and in all conditions. Did I not charge you anything when I preached the good news to you? I humbled myself in order to make you important. What was wrong of me? While I was working among you, I was paid by other churches. I was robbing them, so to speak, in order to help you. And during the time I was with you, I did not bother you for help when I needed money. The believers who came from Macedonia brought me everything I needed. As in the past, so in the future, I will never be a burden to you. By Christ's truth in me, I promise that this boast of mine will not be silenced anywhere in all of Achaia. Do I say this because I don't love you? God knows I love you. I will go on doing what I am doing now in order to keep those other apostles from having any reason for boasting and saying that they work in the same way we do. Those men are not true apostles. They are false apostles who lie about their work and disguise themselves to look like the real apostles of Christ. Well, no wonder. Even Satan can disguise himself to look like an angel of light. So it is no great thing if his servants disguise themselves to look like servants of righteousness. In the end, they will get exactly what their actions deserve. Today's key verse, 2 Corinthians 11, verse 2, where Paul writes, "You are like a pure virgin whom I have promised in marriage to only one man, Christ himself." You know, in thinking about this, we look at why Paul is chastising the Corinthians. He is chastising them because he went to them. He humbled himself. He didn't demand any support from them. Other churches supported Paul in this work. And Paul poured his heart, poured his life into these Corinthians. And then when he leaves, other people come in that are trying to, make a living off of what, Paul had already done. And, you know, they're calling themselves super apostles and all this stuff and trying to make themselves look good by, saying disparaging things about the Apostle Paul. And it is really great to see how the Apostle Paul comes through, doesn't back down, and just kind of chides the Corinthians for how quickly they have abandoned the true gospel he shared with them. Well, let us pray. Holy God, help me to grow in faith and in knowledge of you. Clothe me with your spiritual armor so that I am able to reject and dispel any false teachings that I may hear. Surround me with your steadfast love and care. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that's all for today, folks. Tomorrow we'll be in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 16, where the Apostle Paul describes his suffering as an apostle of the Lord. God bless, and we will see you tomorrow.